Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us again after a little bit longer break than we normally do. But we're starting a new season here. We're actually sitting in our brand new apartment in Nagoya, Japan.
Woo!
And we are praising God for that among so many things. And I'm so thankful for all of our supporters and everything that he's done for us. And we're going to tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah. We thought we would take this podcast to not really give you necessarily a chronological timeline of things, but just to go through a list of what we're praising God for, which I guess is kind of chronological. So the first one, a huge one, is just God bringing in all of our support.
Yep.
I mean, that is unbelievable to us. It really is 100% of support, more support than we need to come.
Yeah. Keep thinking about when we first saw the number.
Yeah.
And how we didn't believe that God could do it.
Yeah.
But he has done that and so much more.
And so much more. I mean, so many people praying for us. So many people behind us. It's really, really encouraging.
Yep.
And it made it so when we got to Japan, landing here just felt like God has completely shown us this is where he wants us to be. Because he brought in all of that money and all these people praying. Yeah, just really, really confirming. So thank you. If you're someone who's, you know, listening or praying for us or financially supporting us, we're so thankful to do this ministry with you and thankful for your friendships.
So grateful.
So our support came in at the end of August, beginning of September. And after that, we were headed out on September 7th or 9th. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Somewhere in their range.
So then began the whole
process of goodbyes and packing up and moving everything, getting rid of everything.
One of the really sweet things that happened right before we left was our commissioning service at our church. We also had a breakfast that morning just so we could say goodbye to our friends at our church.
Say thank you to them.
Yeah, just for being awesome friends and family. And
so many people showed up.
It was really sweet. It meant a ton to us.
Yeah. We were feeling the love of of everyone. There was just, it was so much. And we're so thankful for everybody and surprised that they feel so much of a connection to us.
Just really, it was such a blessing to see like God's faithfulness and community that we had in Greenwood and knowing that that's going to continue.
I think that after that, we can't ever feel like we're alone in this. After just seeing that, all the people who are totally behind us and seeing that, we can be like, okay, this really is where God wants us to be. And it's not just okay, but it's good for us to be doing this.
Yeah, that was huge. And then the service was really, really sweet. We got to worship with our church, and then they had us come up, and we took vows, and we got prayed for by the elders, and then, it was just a really sweet, sweet and confirming time. It was emotional, really emotional saying goodbye, and we know we're going to see our church family again. We know that, but we've been at that church for a long time now, like years and years, so it was hard to...
It was hard to leave.
Really hard to leave.
Yeah, that had been our church has really been consistent in our life.
Really.
So we're really happy for that.
I was so nervous about like saying goodbye. Like I felt really confident about coming to Japan, but so nervous about saying goodbye to so many people. Like I kind of felt like I was going to throw up like the 3 days before we left.
The goodbyes were the hardest part.
It was so hard. Yeah, so hard. Anyway, that weekend too, a lot of our siblings were home, which was really sweet. Some of our grandparents came into town to say goodbye.
Yep.
It was really, really special. We got to go to the lake with our families, and then the day we left, we had a big meal with both of our families. And
it really timed out really well for us to see almost everybody in our families, which was really nice for us, you know.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people between our families.
Yeah, it's really rare to have everybody together. So it was really nice to be able to do that. I think that was a blessing from the Lord.
I think so, too. And then two of our brothers took us to the airport after we said our painful goodbyes.
After we packed up in, what was it, seven bags?
Seven, was it seven? I can't remember.
Seven. I think it was seven bags.
Wow.
With basically just our clothes and a few things that we like.
Yeah.
But really not much more than that. And
it's weird to see your whole life packed up in seven bags.
In one car.
Yeah, in one car. Yeah. Not that your stuff is your whole life, but that stuff's been with us.
Yeah.
Through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some things we didn't get to bring, and that was kind of sad, so... But so much that we did get to bring.
We're starting over, and we're getting new things.
Yeah. Yeah, which has been super fun. And yeah, so we said goodbye to our families and our church and our friends. And
two of our younger brothers took us to the airport.
Yeah, that was really, really
Drove us all the way to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was super late at night.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet of them.
We thought it would be easier to say goodbye to most of the family at the house.
Yeah,
just because it was a hard goodbye. It was really hard. We've never
super hard.
We never left and gone super super far away before. We've always lived within an hour.
Yeah,
both of our families. And
that was much harder than like adapting to Japan.
Saying goodbye.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Much harder.
Anyway, so thankful. We are so thankful for families that are hard to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
So thankful for
and thankful that we still get to stay connected with them.
Yeah, yeah, and thankful for a church that was hard to say goodbye to. I mean. Yeah, I think we're just reminded
of... Just realized how blessed you are when
when
you have to do something like this and you have to leave.
And it's so hard. Yeah. It's a hard blessing.
So we're realizing that very acutely.
Mm-hmm.
About how God has blessed with so many great people.
Yeah. Anyway, so after we got dropped off in Atlanta, we had super smooth travel. It was all great.
Yeah. No hiccups, really?
No hiccups at all. When we landed in Tokyo, we were just so thankful to God. It just felt surreal. Like, are we actually moving? We've been talking about this for so long.
Yeah.
And now we're actually doing it.
I remember just being in the taxi on the way to our Airbnb in Tokyo and being able to read some of the signs and be like, oh, yes, we're here, we're doing this. And
yeah.
I couldn't really read anything, but it was exciting to be able to like recognize that,
some character.
That that's the language and that's Japanese. And
yeah, that was so cool.
So that was a good feeling.
Yeah, so we spent a few days in Tokyo just to rest and recover. We did a little bit of exploring, but we were also exhausted. It was like the mega hit of not only going to a time zone that's like 13 hours different, but moving and saying goodbye to everyone that you love
and packing up all our stuff,
mm-hmm.
which took a really long time.
we were pretty exhausted, so we're really thankful for those couple days there. And then we flew into Nagoya. Well, we got to Tokyo on a Wednesday and we flew to Nagoya Sunday morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we went to church with our team.
Oh, wait, we gotta back up. When we got to Nagoya at the airport, our team was there.
Oh. And or not the whole team was there, but some of them and their kids were there. And they had like a little sign for us that said welcome to Japan. They were super excited for us.
It was
when
so
we walked through the airport doors.
Yeah. Surreal to see everybody like just another are we actually here right now or is this a dream?
Yeah.
So thankful for that. And then they brought us to our apartment. They had already stocked our fridge and our pantry. And Matt has some dietary things, so it's kind of specific what he can and can't have. And they put the things in our apartment that they knew he could have, which was just a big relief, like, to both of us to not have to worry about that right off the bat.
They were very loving doing their research into my complicated dietary restrictions.
But they had even, like, put up an air mattress that was super cute. And the kids had drawn, like, all kinds of art that's still in our fridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, another missionary family that lives in our building. Our building is, like, 21 stories high. And we live on the 16th floor. So there are tons of people in this building. And, like, some other kids had drawn things. And then the ladies in our building even did, like, a meal chain. But it was for...
Cleaning supplies. Yeah.
Which was really sweet because... We don't know what cleaning supplies to buy here. They all have Japanese on them, and they all look...
Cleaning supplies especially are hard because they all look the same.
Right.
It's hard to tell what they're for, so it was really nice of them to bring that to us. Yeah. And even write, like, some of them wrote little notes on them to tell us what they are and what they think about it. Yeah. And it was just really nice.
It was so nice.
Really thoughtful.
So we felt super, super welcomed. And we love our apartment. That's another thing. Like, it, yeah, it's, I mean, compared to like houses in the U.S., it's definitely small. But for us, mm-hmm. it's not small. We lived in a little cabin and apartment. And
yeah.
Yeah, so we love it.
It's the most space we've ever had.
Well, and it's...
That's ours, at least.
It's set up really well to be able to host people, which is something we're so excited about doing here.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for that. And location is really good. It's right by a station. It's right by
train station.
Yeah, train station, right by the grocery store, right by a park, which is nice in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really, really thankful to our team for finding this place for us. We wouldn't have found it on our own.
Yeah, it's really nice. And also, speaking of our team, they've helped us in so many other ways too.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming legal in Japan. They took us to the ward office, which had a really cool car elevator in it. So you drive your car into it, and you stay in your car, and the elevator brings you down while you're in your car, and it's really cool.
It is literally like in the Cars movie. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. How isn't it like Cars 2, where he like goes up and he's like the car is like a... I don't know where I'm going. But the whole
it's a car elevator.
It's a car elevator. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So that kind of blew our minds.
Mm-hmm. We got our bank account set up. Another teammate took us to get our Japanese bank account, which was honestly kind of a stressful experience because we just don't have enough Japanese to be able to do a lot of paperwork. But
so we pretty much have to just completely trust whoever is helping us speaking Japanese.
Because we're like signing our names away, but... You know,
yeah, I mean,
wait, there's not really another option at this point. So even Google Translate is not spot on. So,
yeah, which feels weird signing when you don't really know what you're signing. But, that's what we had to do. And we totally trust our folks. So,
yeah, they've been so great. They took us to get like our new phone numbers, instruments, because we didn't bring any of our instruments with us. And that's really important to us.
Yep.
And furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And more. I mean, they've been just so sweet and also so, so good about like checking in on us. Do y'all need anything? Do you need to go anywhere? Can we help you with anything?
Yep.
And even some of our teammates, Shori and Saki, they came over to hang out. And while they were here, they like looked at all of our mail with us and helped us like fill out.
Helped us read our mail.
Yeah, because we can't read any of it. And we can read like little pieces, but not enough to be able to put any sentences actually together because they have kanji in them and we haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah.
So thankful, so thankful for an awesome team, and we've gotten to spend a lot of time with them since we've gotten here because they've been showing us around, and we love our team kids too. We love the Kane kids. They're awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And our language school, we just got approved today for language school, which is so awesome. Mm-hmm. So we'll be starting on October 7th for our first little span of language school. We'll have 25 straight weeks of full-time school.
Yep.
We're really, really excited for that. We're excited to learn, especially being here and seeing all we don't know. It's really exciting thinking about learning. Not that we're going to be even close to perfect after this first 25 weeks, but we'll be better than we are now. So.
Yep. Yep. It is exciting.
Mm.
It's a little place about 5 minutes from our apartment. So we're happy that it's so close and that we can just ride our bikes to it and not, you know, sweat too hard on the way there.
That's true.
So that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've gotten here, we've visited 3 different churches, all small churches that are close to our place, and have enjoyed those. And then we also went to our first Connect youth group, which we've talked about on here before, but it's a youth group that churches send from all over Nagoya will send their youth to. And
also send leaders to.
We didn't have much of a leadership role. We were just kind of there
to hang
out, and we got to be in small groups just to see how everything goes. And
so we were just learning. seeing how it went. And yeah, it was great. It was fun. They were talking about self-image and being made in God's image. And there were probably about 40 or so kids there. A mix of missionary kids and local kids. There's also like gospel-centered parenting class that happens at the same time that one of our teammates runs, and they have childcare for those parents if they have little kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was really, really sweet to get to be there and to go to Japanese churches, to go to churches here. They're really international churches, but
yeah,
that was really, really special. So cool to see God worshipped in multiple languages.
Yeah, right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Mm. We went to one church that was right under the train tracks. And so every once in a while you hear a big rumble as the train goes over top of the church.
But no one even like twitches at all because they're so used to
everybody's
it.
Everybody's used to it.
But it's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's a good location though because tons of people walk by.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is. Right by the station.
Mm-hmm. So that is just a list of things that we're praising God for. Yeah, lots of things. We're so, so thankful. And it really does feel surreal to be here still. Like, are we leaving tomorrow? Like,
yeah, no way. It still feels like a vacation a little bit.
Or just a trip.
Some kind of trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So we thought we would tell you now about some things that have been especially surprising since we've gotten here. Or especially maybe shocking. So the first one that came to mind for me is definitely the grocery store. I mean, it's just like a grocery store in the U.S., except not speaking the language or being able to read it. Like, you think you're getting butter and it's cream cheese, but it's not really cream cheese. It's, like, something else.
Yeah, some of the things don't translate exactly into what we would think of that thing as in as an American.
Right.
And so you can get kind of tricked sometimes.
Yeah. But there are some cool things, like, at the store, if you are buying juice and the fruit on the cover is like cut open, it means that it's 100% juice. Mm-hmm. And if it's just like a picture of it, but it's not animated, it's like a real picture, then it's partly juice. And if it's an animated picture of a fruit, then you know it's like artificial flavoring.
Yeah.
So there are like some cool hacks like that that we're slowly learning.
Yeah, so we've kind of found some ways
right
to figure things out.
But one of our teammates like took us to the store and she showed us what everything is, which was super helpful because it is a little bit overwhelming in a new store. Like, I don't know, can I get this here or can't I? And what do you replace it with? So that's one thing that was surprising.
And then we've had fun navigating the trash system too.
Yeah.
They divide all of their trash up into plastics and what they call burnable trash, so it's like paper and stuff. We had someone show us how to do that, and it's complicated, but it makes sense.
But it's not just plastics and burnables. It's like plastics and burnables, and then wood goes in one, and glass goes in one, and then metal goes in one.
And then plastic bottles goes in one.
But they can't have their lids on. You have to take their lids off. And
yeah.
And, I mean, we probably just messed it up telling you right now, but it's just complicated. So we're, learning about that, which is, it's really smart. And now that we're getting it a little better, it's a lot easier, but at first it's super confusing.
Yeah, yeah. And it works because Japan's really clean.
Yeah, it's so clean.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Another one that was surprising, it is convenience stores. They actually have really good food. Like, it's actually, they're 7-Elevens. There's also, like, there's a couple other brands too, but they're called konbini in Japanese for convenience store, konbini.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't have gas.
They don't have gas. They're not a gas station.
They just have gas station food.
But it is like the 7-Eleven brand. So interesting. But but it's not gas station food. Like, it's a step above gas station food.
That's better.
Yeah. Like, you can always find something to eat in there, and and they're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
We've also found out something funny about Japan, that although it is really technologically advanced, they also have a lot of like paperwork that you have to do for legal things, like for our phone bill and for setting up our residency address and everything at the ward office. It's just so much paperwork that's actually on paper and, And on paper, you can't copy and paste stuff, so you have to repeat the same things over and over again. And thankfully, our team has helped us navigate all that and made it so simple for us. But it's just surprising to us.
Yeah.
Because most things that we've done, like our phone bills in the U.S., have been all online and have taken like 10 minutes.
Like setting up our phone plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're very thorough, and there's definitely pros to that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it took like 3 hours to set up our phone plan. And we had our really sweet teammate helping us with it. So just totally different. Yeah. Another thing, wow, this list is going to take us a long time. we can kind of fly through them, but another is transportation and how amazing it is. You can ride on like the same line, not really, but like different heights. You have the road, you have bike lanes, you have the subway, you have the highway, like all stacked on top of each other. And you can pretty much get anywhere you need to go on public transportation, which is...
Yeah, they have underground highways, too.
Yeah, underground highways.
They are so crazy.
Yeah.
So easy to get lost in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really cool.
Yeah, but we got bikes, and so we're doing that, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely tough in the heat, but we've we've tried to make short trips, so it's been fun.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then another really cool thing is robots at restaurants. We went to a restaurant where we got served by a robot.
That was really cool.
That was really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm. And then another one's like really interesting, sometimes hilarious translations into English. Like there'll be shirts with English on them that say really, really funny stuff that doesn't really make sense to a native English speaker, but they're kind of cool to wear here.
Right.
So we really want to go get some, but...
and some funny store names. Like we passed a store that was just named You Are Me.
You Are Me. But like
that's
in English.
That's what it was called in English.
You Are Me.
So that was funny to us.
It's really funny because you notice the English because there's not a ton of it. So it stands out extra. I think that's enough things for now. We can tell you about more in the coming episodes. Thanks y'all for listening. Thanks for keeping up with us and for praying for us. It really, really means a lot. And there are some specific ways you could pray for us over this next month or so. The first way is probably just that we would settle in and not get frustrated when we don't understand things.
Mm.
There are just so many things we don't understand that sometimes little tiny things, like for example, like turning on the washing machine or turning on the microwave, can be like emotionally make it or break it moments of like you feel like you're gonna flip out at the microwave because it's like the 1,000th thing today you haven't understood and it's in your own space, like just for example. Not that that happened to anybody.
And when you get
it was me
hungry when you get hungry or you get tired from deciphering the Japanese language all day, it makes it really hard to to keep on having patience to turn the oven on or
right, because that's in Japanese too. Like it's just all, we're getting a lot more comfortable with the things in our house.
but
it's just that the Lord would give us patience with ourselves and with each other and with other people too.
And also pray for starting language school would be great, that we would just soak it up like a sponge and be able to speak it as soon as possible. The Lord would give us ability to do that.
And then the third one is like meeting our neighbors and making sweet friends here. Just that God would give us deep friendships, that we would meet the people who live on either side of us and
find the person of peace.
And that God would just make us a blessing to the people around us and that he would shine brightly.
And also that he would use our apartment to...
Yeah.
For his glory, that we would be able to host people and have people to love to be here and to just get to fellowship here.
Yeah. We feel like we have pretty empty cups, like we're pretty tired, we get worn out quickly here, and so that God would just shine really brightly in that because we feel so depleted. That was a lot of things, but those are some ways you can be lifting us up. And we also don't have our old phone numbers anymore. I had to get new numbers, so it's best to WhatsApp us or email us.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to hear from you. So please, please keep in touch. We'd love that.
Yep, and we'll be putting those in our newsletter.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.